This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, another DJV hour. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some of the things that have happened this past week that are worth some time. The focus on Puerto Rico. Now, it's been 4 months since Hurricane Maria. We all know what happened in Puerto Rico. The feds were down there, but there's been questions and not as many answers, perhaps, as there ought to be with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, now stopping shipments of food and water. And I'm not sure why. We all know that Puerto Rico is not well run, a lot of corruption, but there's a lot of business on the island, a lot of people without work because there still isn't electricity. What, on this 30, 35%, 40% of the island still doesn't have water, still doesn't have electricity. So the shipments of food and water were very important, and now they, this week, just stopped. The public safety secretary on Puerto Rico and the state coordinating officer said the transition period for local authorities to take over distribution will last a couple of weeks. The government is waiting for data provided by FEMA to determine when the responsibility ought to be transferred from FEMA to the government of Puerto Rico. And so one wonders what information they're using. Who's got the right information here? The government or the news media and the people of Puerto Rico? Again, Puerto Rico has been sort of left. It's a, many people think it ought to be our 51st state, whether that's good action or not a good action. It is, without that title, it's a very important adjunct to our country. So half a million people are still without electricity, and that means there's not an ability in some because they pump the water around. there are pumping stations around the island that pump the water to the people who would use it, and they are not operating either because they don't have any power. So that's another thing. Why wouldn't there be emergency generators at a lot of these places? That's something I don't understand.
They didn't have gasoline for a long time.
Yeah,
our dog shelter was trying to raise money to buy a generator, and they finally bought one, but then they couldn't get the gasoline to actually power it. So,
all right, so you're connected to this because of...
through the animals,
yes, know,
not through the people.
Right. Yeah. Victoria has supported, she and her husband have been supporting an animal rescue shelter on Puerto Rico for a long time, so you've been in touch with people who are down there. What do they say about all this?
It's that it looks like the end of the earth. It looks like they were nuked, and it's just it's a disaster. The images are, they're devastating.
So why are they stopping this then? What is their, what do
well,
they
that's
know
a good question
or think
for
they
FEMA.
Know?
I don't know. Yeah. I just think that I think. I don't know. FEMA has always been
awful.
It's yeah,
worse than awful.
We don't really
terribly
do
run.
We know great examples of when FEMA's been awesome. I don't.
No, you go back to Katrina and what an unbelievable mess they made out of all of that. And it's just another example. And people just pass it off that way. Why is this acceptable? It's your money, ladies and gentlemen. This is an abuse of your hard-earned money. They spent millions and millions and millions of dollars having little car. Portable homes.
Oh, the trailers.
Trailers. Yeah, I had trailers, but there's another word for mobile homes. Anyway, tens of millions of dollars making.
Well, they were trailers
quickly,
in Katrina.
And bringing
FEMA
them
trailers.
Down. To Katrina. Yeah. I'm talking about Katrina.
Right.
They brought them down there way too late. They sat. There were 10,000 of them that sat on a runway of an abandoned airport, and they've never been used. There's still many of them are still just sitting there. They never had an auction to sell them. They just sit there.
Well, now they can't sell them because they found all the formaldehyde. They were only supposed to be temporary, and then people were living in them for a year or more than a year, and now people are sick. They've got lung disease and all kinds of stuff from the trailers that were supposed to rescue them.
Yeah, it's just an abominable, abysmal mess. So you fast forward it to Puerto Rico. There are a bunch of clowns, and we're paying for it. It's just that's the thing that one of the things I find it objectionable after all this time in the era, the modern era that we're in, that they can't have or haven't been able to fix all the problems, whether they be electric or the water or however you look at it. And then, you know, under the circumstances, if they want more money, then they have to clean up their act. But in the meantime, people are suffering, so you fix the problem, and then you fix the other problem. You're not going to fix the other problem, which is a management political problem, without fixing the needs of the people's problem first. Does that make sense?
It's true. But, you know, I think part of the problem is that these are American citizens, but most people forget that. And because it's an island, it's far away, it's not on the mainland, it's not Delaware. If this was Delaware, this would be fixed.
Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of contributing factors to it. Mm. And unfortunately, the people are the ones, and the animals are the ones who are suffering for it. Because bureaucratic BS.
Bungle, bungle, bungle. All right, so we'll continue with our conversation. We've got a couple of interesting observations. There are some things going on this week regarding the Equifax case that you may be interested in.
In today's automotive news of the North American International Auto Show, Ford roll out some stunning new vehicles, including a quarter-ton truck back in the USA, the Ranger. It'll have an EcoBoost engine with 10-speed transmission and trail control. Ford also showing the 2019 Edge, coming in a high-performance ST grade. The biggest news is from Ford as they rolled out the original Bullitt Mustang and a new Bullitt Mustang, which will be produced in limited quantity with a 475-horsepower V8 engine. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Could your company use a bit of smart marketing? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date, or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional material needs a facelift. Relax, help's on the way. Go to promarketingsupport.com. That's promarketingsupport.com. Their U.S.-based marketing experts are ready and able to serve as an extension of your own team. Whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, latest digital marketing strategies, the pros have it. ProMarketingSupport.com. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, go to ProMarketingSupport.com. Check it out. ProMarketingSupport.com. No obligation quote for your next project or long-term goal. See how the pros help you. Help your business grow. ProMarketingSupport.com. That's ProMarketingSupport.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 past the hour now on the DJV show. Gossip columnist Liz Smith was memorialized this week. The gossip columnist, remember
her eulogized by Barry Diller and Bruce Willis and Renee Zellweger and Tommy Toon and a lot of people who are well known in the television and movie industry. She was a columnist that everybody, the things that that people thought about her, there's a judgment because most people never got to know her, or most other people who are famous, or maybe people who aren't even famous. You only know what you read and what you hear. And and we make judgments based on that, sometimes correctly, sometimes incorrectly. My experience with Liz Smith was very telling, in my mind, about who she really was. I was in line at an event in Washington, and she came up behind me, and this was a line, I'm trying to remember whether it was, I think it was the rope line at an event that the Clintons had at the White House. And there were a lot of people who were there, celebrities and reporters and people from talk radio and talk television. There were a whole bunch of us. I think there were probably 300 or 400 people there. And so I'm standing in line talking to a friend of mine who worked at another radio station. And up comes Liz Smith, who looks at me and says, "Who are you?" And I told her who I was. And she said, "You're nobody. I'm going in front of you." Those were her exact words.
What'd
"You're
you
a
say?
Nobody."
Wow.
I was speechless. I didn't know what to say. So I never said anything. And I thought about it for a while. I looked at her. I watched her swagger around. And she cozied up to everybody and was trying to be a big, important so-and-so. I just felt that was probably more telling than anything else. And the people around me were aghast. When they saw her walk by me, and ask me who I was, you're a nobody.
Wow.
So I'm getting in front of you. And can you imagine that? So when we think about things, you never know whatever personal experiences there may be attached to people or stories. But in this circumstance, she was one of the most obnoxious people. And until I saw this business about her memorial and people talking about what a wonderful person, well, the people who are going to talk about her in Wonderland are people who were treated well by her in her column, right? So it must be that all these people who I mentioned and many others were written about in a positive way, and so they think she's fabulous. But from my perspective, she's a bitch. And so is that fair for me? And that refers to a woman who is, in my opinion, or anybody's opinion that uses that, because I don't like that term, but to have somebody disrespect you, I don't care whether they're man or woman. If it had been a man, I probably would have done something physical. I would have walked up, I would have challenged. I just looked at her and I kind of winced. And she, you know, it was like I was an ant and she was stepping on me because I was on the anthill. That's the feeling.
Well, that was a very bitchy thing for her to do. Think about what other people think. I'm sure there's people out there that think that about us, and we probably wouldn't classify ourselves as that way, right?
What? As bitchy?
I would never say anything to that extreme, but I'm sure there's someone out there who goes, "Oh, that Jennifer Horn, ugh."
I don't know, it's pretty bad.
Maybe she was just, you know what, I'm going to give her the benefit of that. Maybe she was just having an off day.
Well, but okay, so you're having an off day.
Or a very on day, and that's exactly
that's
what
right.
she really was.
Maybe that's true.
That's what I got out of it, frankly. I got nothing out of it.
That that's terrible.
Made me feel like I was a person of interest, frankly. All right, speaking of things that are of interest, how many people remember the big hubbub about Equifax a couple of months ago? Remember?
Data breach in history, yeah.
Right, exactly. Do you know that they've been sued 9,100 times, people taking them to small claims court and winning an average of $9,100? Judgments against Equifax of $9,100 a piece, and people in audio, they just go to small claims court and they say that these people did this, this, and this with their Social Security number, and the judgment can be up to $10,000, and most people are getting somewhere between $9,100 and $9,400 in suing Equifax. And I say, good for you. Congratulations. 21 past the hour.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And change after the hour now on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Focus on Sarah Jessica Parker, also known as SJ. It sounds like a new model.
All of her friends. Yeah.
For the, right, exactly. That's a new model for a Jeep Wagoneer. It's the SJ. Anyway, she has been opening up about how she thinks her career has benefited from her 20-year marriage to Matthew Broderick. She is 52. In the latest episode of Girl Boss Radio with Sophia Amoroso. Who is Sophia Amoroso? Why do I know that name?
She wrote the book Girl Boss. And there was a Netflix show about her that lasted one season because it was terrible. Anyway,
she said, quote, "I know this sounds nuts, but we have lives that allow us to be away and come back together. In some ways, I think it's been enormously beneficial because we have so much to share. Anytime a relationship is hard, it's at the point at which you're deciding, is it worth it or not? Because there are a lot of rumors about her and him through the course of her being on Sex and the City, right? A lot of things about her.
Rumors about him, I've heard.
Yeah. Anyway, she says, making things work is not always easy. The desire to be with someone through the good and the bad is key. Now, what did you say about your husband editing?
He produced this. He produced this podcast with her. And so he spent the afternoon basically with her. And she said, oh, call me SJ. Because he said Mrs. I forget what he called her, Ms. Park or something. And she goes, no, just call me SJ. That's what all my friends call me. And so then I started getting a barrage of text messages from my husband. Oh, my God, she's such a regular person. She's so nice. She's so sweet. It just kept going on and on and on. She took the subway. And she's so normal. And he was fangirling. He doesn't normally do that ever, but
what a great
really
expression that is.
Oh, he fangirled out. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you be a fanboy, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we still call you a fangirl. Yes. Right. When you're fangirling over Carrie Bradshaw, it doesn't matter what sex or gender you're a fangirl.
There you go. All right, Chuck Norris in the news today because he announced he was going to sue CBS for $30 million because they have failed to pay profits from the reruns of Walker, Texas Ranger. This is from the 1990s.
Yeah, it's on in reruns
everywhere. Oh, yeah. So he hasn't been paid.
He says, I want my money. CBS said no. He said, okay, well, we'll sue you for $30 million.
Are they dumb? Don't they know that Superman wears Chuck Norris underwear? Come on. You don't go up against him.
Anyway. All right, 26 past the hour. Musically, Luke Bryan is here, spending the early part of this year weaving his What Makes You Country tour dates in between his obligations as a judge on American Idol. When is that? I thought that was starting in January, but it doesn't go on until
March. March.
Why are they waiting so long to get it on? Is it going to be a summer show?
It's going to go up against The Voice, and it'll be ready for sweeps, too.
Oh, okay, got it. All right. At the close of the season, Bryan mounting a supersized version of the tour dubbed What Makes You Country 50, what is that, 60, X and L? What's the
no, L? XL, like extra large.
Oh, I was trying to make a Roman numeral out of it. He's going to be playing in the U.S. and Canada, all-star lineup touring with him. I mean, he's going to be at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. So how far is that from the city?
Right outside the city. That's Giant Stadium.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Why didn't I know that? Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, Boston's Fenway Park, Wrigley Field. So he's playing at all these big baseball parks over the summer. And he's going to have John Pardee with him. Morgan Wallen. Is it Wallen or Waylon? W-A-L-L. Who's that? Do we know?
I don't know. Wallen? Waylon? I don't know. I do know John Pardee.
Yeah. Is it Pardee?
Yeah.
They're on the road.
Got to country it up a little bit.
Pardee. So he's going to be at Dodger Stadium, too, in Los Angeles.
Ah, there.
He'll be the first country artist to play a concert at Dodger Stadium.
Really?
Sixth studio album is called What Makes You Country, released December 8th. Number one lead single is Light It Up. He's done very well. I like Luke Bryan because he supports the American family farmer. 28 past the hour, DJV time.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com, help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at reputationdefender.com/Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Minutes after the hour on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria
Keenan is here. It was almost a Jen, Victoria, and Kara show for a second. What happened to you?
Well, what's your problem? Oh, I was actually reading an article in one of my farm magazines.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt your...
Yeah, right. What do you mean riveting? It is. That's disrespectful.
Oh, jeez.
There were two things I was
looking at. You overuse that word.
Thank you. The story of... Remember last year... Or was it the year before? I'm not sure you will all, any of you, remember this, but I'll bring it back to the focus because it's an important item for us to consider in terms of what happens. You know, the news media is full of stories of the moment or in the moment. What's going on here, there, but then you don't really know what happened. I'll give you a great example. Here in Framingham, where I've lived all of my life, there was a company run by a local family that had two very distinct businesses. They ran a junkyard and they ran a pharmacy that they call them compounding pharmacies, and they would make drugs for pharmaceutical needs and customers all over the country. And a couple of years ago, they were shut down because people who were using the drugs that came out of the pharmacy were dying. There was a meningitis outbreak. How many people remember this? The compounding pharmacy in this facility. The front of it was the front part of the store. It was an old downtown Framingham. It was an old furniture store that they converted. The family's name is Conigliaro. And on one side, they had this pharmacy because one of the sons went to pharmaceutical school and learned how to be a druggist. So on one side, he does his thing, and the back side, the family garbage and rubbish business, recycling business, that's what they call it, rats all over the place and all, you know, the usual stuff you find in a junkyard. And so on one side of the building, there's this. The other side, they have a pharmacy. And the father, who oversees kind of both businesses, walking around from the junkyard into the pharmacy with his dirty shoes and whatever else came in with him. And they're making, you know, pretty specialized pharmaceutical stuff in this supposedly laboratory where the father walks in with crap all over his shoes. So anyway, the point is that this pharmacy was responsible for a lot of people getting sick and some people dying. So the chief pharmacist, who the Conigliaros themselves have all been sued and put out of business. I mean, it was a mess. But the fellow who was doing the work was in court this past week and was accused of being involved in the outbreak that killed 76 people, and he was sentenced to 8 years in prison. So he apologized to the victims. But the reason I sort of bring it up, well, twofold, that these sort of things happen, but that most of the time when you hear about something in the moment, you forget about the fact that it happened. And you sometimes wonder, at least I do, whatever happened to that person or this circumstance. And you don't get that kind of follow-up much from the news media. So here I am acting as your hero, telling you the rest of the story. But you, honestly, don't you think that's the case? We are told things and we're outraged by them at the moment, and then whatever happened to that guy? Or whatever happened in that circumstance? Am I the only one who feels that way? Or
no, there's so much. That happens a lot. We just, yeah. The news cycle is just, it just has such a fast burn rate.
Right.
You know,
it's so superficial. Very superficial. Here's another story that comes from that. You'll remember the story of a dog who was, in essence, one of these war, what do they call the dogs that are in service? They're service dogs, but I mean they're in the Army or the Navy. They sniff out stuff sometimes.
Like military or
military,
right. The canine units or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, it was a dog belonging to a soldier, a former soldier named Michael Haddock of Michigan. The dog's name was Ryder. And so this fellow can't find a job. He applies for unemployment benefits, and on the form he lists what he did, and you know, he was the master of the dog Ryder. So he gets a check in the mail this week from the state for $360 made out to Michael Ryder. His name and the dog name. He gets $360 in unemployment benefits in the dog's name.
Wow.
funny. All right, Houston. No, let's not go to Houston. Let's do the good news and the bad news. You want the good news first or the bad news?
Ladies first. I shouldn't say bad, but let's go good. Let's go good news.
All right, Hostess Cupcakes. You're familiar with Hostess brands, cupcakes, cookies, all that stuff. It says it will provide $1,250 bonuses to over 1,000 hourly workers following the recently enacted tax legislation. I find this good not because I'm necessarily focused on Hostess and all the people who are annoyed at Trump for this, that, or the other. And this is legislation that was, in my opinion, the pieces of it were far overdue. I think we way overtax our big corporations. But then when you dig down into the roots, there are other things that are a part of it. I just find it interesting because day after day you see stories like this. I think it started with Walmart, probably my least favorite company. But I think in this circumstance, it's nice that the employees are benefiting from, and I think the president mentioned something along that line during the State of the Union speech this past week. Anyway, Hostess and a lot of other companies, American Airlines, Disney, AT&T, giving bonuses to employees because of the new tax plan. And so, you know, that's good on one side, and then the other side is the people who don't like any of this stuff say, well, that's not enough. They could give them more. And
what, the people who don't like money?
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay, one way or another. But one of the things that I have...
just giving away Twinkies in addition to money.
Well, they are giving away. Yeah, there are Twinkies.
That's
inside.
For a year or something.
Victoria always says, I bury the lead. They were paying out bonuses in cash and in Twinkies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So... you work for Hostess for a year.
Here's some money, here's some heart disease.
Yeah. You know, if you work at a Twinkies plant, you probably want to just spend your time at home with Twinkies, too. Come on.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. All right.
Trying to
so
kill their employees.
One of the things that you talk about me as Captain Curmudgeon. You are Captain S. Curmudgeon.
Sometimes. You're rubbing off on me.
Uh-oh. So one of the things that we all found, or I don't know, millennials and me, that sounds like a TV show. How about that? Millennials, the Millennials and Me, starring
Victoria. The in charge.
Right, exactly. Carrie and Doug. So one of the things that we've talked about is how the new tax bill is a disincentive. And I keep using the word. I don't know whether the right word is disincentive or de-incentivize. Maybe they're both part of it. But anyway, it makes it more difficult, the tax law, for millennials to buy new homes. And maybe the interesting offshoot of this is where the home buying with millennials has been up until the new tax law was signed. You'll be interested to know that among home ownership stats for the past year, the amount of homes being owned for the first time, that is first time buyers, went up for the first time in 13 years, driven by millennials who have overcome the prices and tight supply and the lending conditions to buy their first home. And again, let me underscore, this was before the tax law was enacted. The increase marks a crucial turning point because the number of people who are using this new first-time loan, 3% down, 3% interest, all of that stuff, this really did help the home sales, the jumpstart of the home sales business this past year in a big way. The shift of owning rather than renting, and this is, you know, if you look at the stat, you know, Trump was talking about how great the economy is, and the economy is built around many things, but the strongest indicator of a good economy is how many housing starts you have. And that's what drives the market. And so with all these housing starts, yes, it has been a very good year, and the market continues to be strong, although it's off a bit this past week for whatever the reason I don't know that they're connected or coordinated, the State of the Union speech, and then all the markets going down $200-$300 a whack. Anyway, the market is still strong, but all these programs to get millennials into homes will die a slow and painful death because of the fact that you can't deduct all of the costs for mortgage, interest, and insurance, and other things that are a part of the mainstay of how people get into homes because they have the benefit of this. Now, without that benefit, even if you do give people a change, what is it, $24,000 instead of $14,000, there's no taxing on income up to $24,000, isn't that it? Jennifer, do you remember what the number was that changed?
It's
something like that.
You mean the standardized deduction?
Deduction, yeah.
Yeah, the standardized deduction did go up. I don't know what it went to, though.
I think it's $24,000.
It might be. That could be right.
Yeah. So anyway, 64.2% of home ownership new home ownership or new loans, 64% of them last year were people under the age of 30. That's an amazing number. And so that's going to be a kick in the pants if, in fact, people don't buy homes because of the change in the tax law. Yep, mm-hmm. It is.
Okay. I just don't know how they didn't think about that when putting together this plan. You know, how do you not think about what the next generation is going to do for housing and having families? And it's very frustrating.
They'll probably change it because they'll realize it down the road and have to fix it. Like Ms. Pelosi said, well, we'll pass the law and then we'll figure out what's in it and we'll fix it. There you go. All right, so that's the good news, sort of bad news. But then there's other bad news. If you're a margarita lover... good God, what are we going to do?
This is definitely
the
bad
world
news for me.
Could be facing a years-long shortage of tequila.
No, come on.
Yes. Higher demand for tequila leading farmers to cut corners during their tequila production, including harvesting plants that have yet to fully mature. The problem goes back to agave, which is a succulent that's used to manufacture tequila.
How are we supposed to do things we're going to regret this year?
Exactly.
No tequila.
Okay. It's 48 after the hour now, DJV time. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Teens can be moody, and for parents, knowing what's normal behavior and what isn't can be difficult. But there are things parents can look out for that can be signs of more serious mental health conditions.
If teens start struggling socially, academically, and are increasingly more withdrawn and moody at home, declining grades, dropping out of sports activities that they enjoyed previously.
Pediatric psychiatrist Dr. Paul Kroarkin says the other piece is duration. If this is behavior that goes on for weeks and weeks, that's a good clue that something may be wrong.
We encourage parents and teenagers to think of depression and anxiety and other mental health or psychiatric problems as they would of any other medical problem like asthma or a broken bone, in that, you know, if things are severe enough, you need to seek help, you need to see a physician, and they're treatable, addressable problems.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now 53 after the hour,
time for us to find out what's going on with your car, or as they say here in New England, your car. Our friend Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com, who just got back from Corsica, so we're going to find out if that the old Chevy, there was a car called, if I remember correctly, the Corsica. I want to see if he remembers that. We'll find out right after this.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
And Nick Miles is here. He's our auto expert. His website is something that anybody who's looking at cars, wants to know about cars, wants to get into cars, you ought to go, what do they call it? You patronize the site. I think that's but as a patronize our auto expert. So I was being moderately patronizing when I said in the back of my mind, I think I said this, yeah, I said it on the air, there was a car called a Corsica. And the ladies who were here with me, Nick, weren't sure that I wasn't just making it up because they accused me of making up things all the time. So tell them about the Chevrolet Corsica, will you please?
Absolutely. It used to be one of those cars out of the Opel factory from Europe. There was a Chevrolet Corsica. There still is a Vauxhall Corsica in England. So the brand isn't dead. However, I think the island just lent its name and little else to that vehicle.
Yeah, the car wasn't much to speak of, as I recall. Anyway, you were in Corsica since last we spoke. You've been driving the Jaguar. What model is this of the Jaguar, new Jaguar?
This is the E-Pace. So imagine that the E-Type, which is their beautiful sports car, the F-Type, which is their beautiful sports car, and the F-Pace got together and had a baby, and this would be the result. It was nicknamed the Cub during its testing, and it's really what Americans are looking for. It's this small, compact SUV, my first question was, do I think Jaguar could possibly pull it off? Remember, this is a sports car company. You and I, Doug, have known them for years as a performance brand from England.
Yeah.
Definitely sporty, but what are they doing making an SUV? Well, the result is actually quite a good little piece of machinery. I was very impressed. I forded a river with it. I did a little off-roading, and on the highway, it handles perfectly. It's just a small version of what Jaguar have done in the past.
You know, I've had a couple of Jaguars, or as you say, Jaguars, over the years. I got them at the time they were just getting out of whatever their tinker. People used to call them tinker toys because you always had to tinker with them to keep them going. And there was always an adjustment. They were very finicky. But I remember having a couple of them in the 90s, and I thought they were quite a good car, actually. The place where I get my Rovers is also a Jaguar, because now they're owned by Ratatata there in India, so they all are together. The Range Rover has a lot of engine and transmission stuff that's the same as the Jaguar, but they've loaded up. They've made so many of them, apparently. The dealers tell me whenever I've talked to two or three people who are in the Rover Jaguar business, and they're drowning in supply because they're making so many of them. And I saw one of these Jaguar SUVs, and I looked at it and I thought, why would you have one of those to compete with your biggest line, the biggest moneymaker, which is a Range Rover? Because that's kind of what they're doing at those dealerships, right?
Right. Well, they've made a very concise difference. So your Range Rover and your Land Rover is a vehicle you could take off-road, you can do some camping stuff with, you can go on the farm with, those type of vehicles. Whereas the Jaguar is definitely the city vehicle, the driving dynamic vehicle. And this E-Pace is exactly that. This is a vehicle that has loads of modern tech in and is drivable on the street as a sports SUV.
Huh. All right, there's the story of the new Jaguar SUV from our pal Nick Miles at OurAutoExpert.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.